Yeah, well, I'm sure all, you know, every player gains from being in there and from gaining experience and playing time and all that, but it's still very bittersweet to lose a player of Gerard's magnitude and what he means to the team and how much he embraces the team and how much the team embraces him. Nobody works harder. Nobody's more unselfish and more dependable than he is. And we hope it's not too serious. Well, Gerard just works extremely hard to do his job well so that everybody can depend on him, and he's very unselfish. He does it for the team. Whatever will help the team, he'll do, even if it's a sacrifice he has to make. So he's he's really, you know, when you think of a team player, and you know, I think of his picture next to those words. I'd like to think that, you know, each week we practice and prepare and watch film and correct mistakes and all that, we are pointed in the right direction. And we've had we're better in some areas. We still have a long way to go. We obviously didn't run the ball very well yesterday. I think that was a combination of things. It was their defense, and some of the plays that we had didn't fit particularly well in those situations, and we could have blocked them better and run them better and all that. But in previous weeks, we've had some big games running and not as big passing. And so hopefully we can put it together this week and have great production in both areas. I think you learn something about your team every week. We all do. One more week that we're together and we experience things together and go through different situations, different challenges. You just keep learning. So it's a long season. We still got a long way to go, but it was very gratifying to see us respond in that, as you said, very emotional and highly energetic environment in Buffalo before the game and during the game. I mean, it's a 7-7 game with a minute and 40 seconds to go in the first half, and then we got those two field goals, and it was 13-7, and then we took that first possession and overcame a couple long yardage situations and scored to make it 20-7. So the game kind of took a twist there right around halftime in a hurry, but even at the end, we're still grinding it out there in the fourth quarter. We had that last drive that was, again, another one where we overcame some long yardage situations, hit the big play to LaFell, and we're finally able to stop them and run out the clock. So it was a hard-fought game against a good football team that played with a lot of energy at home, and fortunately we were able to, for the most part, match it.
Well,
if we had to kick it from would have been about a 59-yard field goal, so it would have been the 43, I want to say, 42.5, 43, if we had thrown an incomplete pass or if we had less time on the clock, we would have tried it from there. And I'd say that would have, you know, been within his range. Would have obviously been a great kick if he would have made that, to be able to get the other 6 yards and make it a 53-yard field goal was you know, huge. I think it made it, you know, just more makeable. Could Steve have made it from another 6? Might have. Yeah, I think that's a great point. Certainly we could spend a month getting ready for the Jets, given our history with them, all the things we've seen them do, the amount of volume they have in their schemes on offense, defense, and special teams. They do a lot of different things in all areas of the game. So if we go back and look at everything they've done against us, and we could be here forever. So you're right. We're absolutely going to go into the game and have to see some things that we haven't practiced, maybe some things that we haven't even talked about, and just, you know, use our rules, use our fundamentals, and hope that that gets us through. And then during the game, we're going to have to make some in-game adjustments. And I'm sure they feel the same way. So I think that information overload and where you end up with paralysis by analysis is something that you've got to avoid against. You got to try to find that balance between preparing but not getting so much information that you can't be aggressive, you can't play fast, and we don't want to do that. So we'll try to find that sweet spot. But I think that's very challenging because as a coach, you don't want to go into the game and feel like you haven't prepared your team well and you haven't, you know, shown them or talked to them about the things that might come up. But, again, if you bring up everything they've ever done, I mean, we'd be here forever.
Right.
So we're just going to have to pick the things that we think are most likely to occur or most frequent, and hope that our experience and our rules and that we just follow them, and that'll get us through the other situations that pop up. But it could be that way in any game. You know, team runs a new – gives you a new look, a new play. You have to deal with it. You have to follow your rules and take care of your responsibilities and hope that you're sound to handle it.